seemed wrong somehow. The older guy appeared at her side quite suddenly, making her jump a little. She thought he was walking down to the front of the bus. She tried to look forward to see what was happening, but the older guy stopped and turned abruptly, and she realized now that his actions were urgent and directed at her. Before she could respond, he grabbed her, pulling her from her seat with frightening ease. She screamed, the sound of it muffled and contained inside her own head by the music from the earphones. Briefly, she caught a glimpse of Pia and the two boys. They'd stopped talking, she thought, but none of them turned to see why she was screaming. One of the boys had his face pressed against the window. Siri didn't have time to think through what it meant, because the man was pushing her further up the aisle, a sickening strength in him. She fell backwards, crashing to the floor in slow motion and without any noticeable impact, as if she was falling against some opposing momentum, as if gravity had briefly failed. And then the man fell on top of her, and she could see him speaking to her, looking desperate and terrifying. But she couldn't hear him, only the music. She felt a jolt, and suddenly he held himself tighter against her body, and she saw that his hands were gripping the underneath of the seats, pulling himself harder against her, the weight crushing, suffocating her. She screamed again,